A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Once I traveled to a third world country with an educational cohort. Two things of import that I recall were warnings about drinking the local water and packing our things in such a way that we could always rely only on ourselves to carry them and without the help of others or elevators. Most of us tried to heed this, but I will never forget the cases of multiple bottles of water being hauled around by one member of our group, and usually with the help of others along the way. We like to be prepared. I can understand that. Is part of it being independent, feeling sure of ourselves, feeling confident that no matter what, all will be well? I read these words of Mark and I think, boy, do I have a long way to go with simplicity and trust. Without food and money, the apostles had to rely on the people they were visiting for just the basics. These disciples, if they truly heeded Jesus' words, must have been holy and humble. When they visited a place that really didn't want them, they did not impose, did not force their way in. What is Jesus telling us here? I'm hearing that maybe he means that there are many, many situations that not only need help and healing, but really want it. And so, with the dust off their feet from an uncomfortable situation, the disciples went on to bring a new peace to those who wanted it, those who craved healing and a new outlook on life. So we go on with our 21st century lifestyles, packing and preparing. But let's try to not let all the things we take become us, become so important that we forget to leave a corner of the suitcase empty for the surprises God will have for us when we least expect it. Maybe we could leave out the paperback novel in order to leave room for someone's real-life story we missed before. Maybe we could leave out the granola bars to leave room for a call to simplicity. Maybe we could skip one detail and leave an hour or two open just to see a new sunset or a lonely traveler, or enjoy a wildflower on the side of the road. Can we just simply trust?